It's WJR's Tim McGraw VIP Experience, your chance to rock when country music legend Tim McGraw brings his Pawn Show Guitar Tour to Pine Knob Music Theater August 28th. You could win a pair of premium pavilion tickets, transportation courtesy of the great Metro Cars, and speaking of great, how about $100 to Buddy's Pizza? To enter, download the free WJR mobile app, find the secret keyword, then text it to 800-859-0957. For more information, visit WJR.com. We close out the show here at the Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conference on Mackinac Island with two notables that actually were fighting each other, and now it's all together. In fact, Tom Leonard, for goodness sakes, you dropped out, and now you're supporting the guy sitting next to you.
I am, and I'm proud of it.
And the guy sitting next to him is John James, U.S. Congressman, 10th District, Republican gubernatorial candidate. John, good job there.
I appreciate that. But I respectfully, sir, we didn't ever fight. Tom and I have been friends for quite some time, and he's a model of what statesmanship and what leadership is in the state. I'm honored to have his support, and we're going to continue to work together to keep the Republican Party together and let everybody around the state know, regardless of race, color, creed, or political affiliation, that we're here to serve you, we're here to put you first, and we're going to put a plan together that's going to benefit everybody.
Well, I have to say, Tom Leonard, a partner at Plunkett Cooney, you told me pretty much that you were dropping out because of the increasingly negative race that was out there. And it is the way things are.
Yes.
And it's wrong. And we can see where it gets us. The House is on fire. Michiganders grossly overestimate state rankings. We're in the even I was shocked and very disappointed because I thought, okay, we can do a lot better. But I didn't think we were below middle. We're at the bottom of the barrel, my friends. What the hell? What are we going to do about that, Mr. Governor?
Well, the first thing we're going to do is lead by example. And there's no better example than what you've seen out of Tom Leonard, recognizing that the fight is not with other Republicans. The fight is not even with other Michiganders. The fight is to make sure that we're doing things like focusing on pragmatism and focusing on things that actually work, focusing on lowering taxes, focusing on local control, focusing on education, entrepreneurship, the things that got us to an amazing state in the first place. We don't have to imagine what works. We just have to remember, people moved here from all over the country and from all over the world for a better life, and we can get back to those things with the right leadership, people who are focused on the right things, and that's what we're focused on leading forward for a positive vision for the future.
Tom Leonard, do you feel you can do a better job in the things that you think need to be done for the great state of Michigan by not being a candidate?
My goal is to make certain that we have a governor that's going to be laser focused on turning the state around, which is why I'm supporting John James. And that's what I'm going to do every day between now and November. And he and I had a really good conversation. And Paul W., when you look at this education crisis we have right now, 74% of our fourth graders cannot read at a proficient level. I know that John James is laser focused on fixing that. We need a governor that's going to stand with law enforcement. That's why he was just endorsed by the Police Officers Association of Michigan yesterday. And I was very clear. Even when I was running, I had police officers that were supporting me that I knew trusted John James. Those are two of the big reasons why I'm supporting him. But one, I think the biggest is the fact that he and I both have three young kids. He wants to keep these kids here as well. You know, I always said on the campaign trail, one of my biggest fears was that one day one of my kids was going to come to me and say, "Dad, I've got to leave for a better opportunity." Mm-hmm. I know he wants to keep his children here as well. Again, he and I are laser focused on making certain that we turn the state around, and I'm going to do everything I can to help him get elected.
Would Tom Leonard be open to or accept a position in the John James administration?
Right now, I am laser focused on getting him across the finish line and making certain he's the next governor.
So, yes, John, he would be willing to accept should you decide to call upon him, because he's a sharp guy.
Tom's a talented guy with a lot of experience, and his heart and his mind are in the right place. His experience would accrue to the benefit of the state of Michigan.
100%. No question about it. How's it going?
Going well. I mean, it's a beautiful day in Michigan, but there are so many people out there who are depending on us to do the right thing, not to just reshuffle deck chairs on a sinking ship, to recognize that our state's on fire and we have to do something now. We have to have a long-term vision, yes, but we have to do the things right now, today, to improve people's lives.
Like what?
to remove harmful mandates that are making everything from gas to groceries more expensive, to make sure that we employ the educational tax credit so parents can send their children where they will be safest and most successful, focusing on the basics like literacy, numeracy, and truancy so our children can get a good education, bring transparency and ethics back to Lansing so that we can remove the shroud of secrecy that's covering up all of the fraud, waste, and abuse that we've seen. We cannot trust people who've been a part of the problem for so many decades, now all of a sudden catch Jesus and fix it. We need to have people who have the experience in the real world to bring change now and to bring change for the long term. That's what I'm committed to, and that's what the people of the state of Michigan deserve.
Well, and a lot of these people have been here through all of this. You can't say, oh, during the Republican gubernatorial time or the when the Democrats were in office. I mean, this is a problem that goes back several governors and several years, 30, 40, I don't know. And we do need to fix it, and I tend to agree with you. It can't be the people who've been here all this time seeing it and not saying it, and then worse than that, not doing it.
And see, this is when I bring up my military experience. And people they talk about, yes, I flew 750 hours combat in Operation Iraqi Freedom. Yes, went to West Point, Ranger qualified. But among the other things is when you're the leader of a unit, you don't get to complain about the team that you have. You don't get to complain about the commander that was. At that moment, you are the commander. It is on you. And so at that particular point, the buck stops with me. I'm going to be leading for everyone. Accomplish a mission. No excuse.
Well put. I wish you well. And Tom Leonard, I think that was a big sacrifice you made, but I understand it now better than ever.
It was the right decision. Again, I am proud to support John James to be our next governor, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to get him elected.
All right. There's nothing else to say. This has just been fabulous, a fabulous, positive, relentless, positive radio to end. John James, U.S. Congressman and Republican gubernatorial candidate, and Tom Leonard, former Republican gubernatorial candidate, partner at Plunkett Cooney, and throwing all of his weight John James's way. We'll be back here tomorrow at the Mackinac Policy Conference. We'll look forward to being with you. Regards, Paul W. Smith.